USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors entering day five as nearly 50,000 members of that union walked off the job early this week. The Democratic governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, met with some of those workers yesterday outside a General Motors plant in KC.
It's very important, you know, that particularly our large industries like this, that we keep them functioning, we keep them contributing, because they're the ones who ultimately are paying for our roads, paying for our schools, and whatever else. So
union officials say there's no deal yet, but they are making progress at the negotiating table. The remnants of Tropical Depression Imelda creating some very dangerous conditions still in East Texas. At least two people died, about 1,700 people either rescued or evacuated in the Houston area yesterday after 40 inches of rain fell on the area. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A man with ties to Hezbollah terrorists living in Morristown, New Jersey, now arrested and facing multiple federal charges. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A man in New Jersey indicted for terrorist activities. The feds say he scouted dozens of prominent buildings and locations in New York City, including the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, the New York Stock Exchange, and Times Square as possible locations to attack. This revelation coming just a week prior to the annual General Assembly meeting there. The Hezbollah operative, Alexei Saab, 42 years old, facing 9 federal charges. The feds say he also surveilled buildings in Washington, D.C. and Boston.
About 100 people had to be rescued after they became stranded on a monorail at Walt Disney World late last night. Authorities in Florida say no one was injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
President Trump calls a report in the Washington Post more fake news. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump says the story first reported by the Washington Post is fake news, tweeting that he knows any time he speaks to a foreign leader, there may be many people listening. Phil Mudd is a former intel officer for the CIA and the National Security Council. He says he's amazed that a president would be subject to such scrutiny.
When I served, we were responsible for chasing the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and terrorists. We're not responsible for reporting to the Congress what the president says. He can say what he wants.
Mudd was speaking there as an analyst for CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say they support President Trump's approach to possible new gun legislation. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi did attack Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying he is abandoning his role by waiting for the president to take action on gun control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.